Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Some say being heel is just more fun. Playing the baddie and annoying people with your antics is appealing. Modern day villains like MJF must really get a kick out of it when they legitimately boil audiences' piss. Other workers don't feel the same way, though. Some just don't get that same buzz from being hated, or at least didn't at specific points in their careers. With that in mind, I'm Adam Wilborn from What Culture, and these are 10 wrestlers who couldn't stand being hated. Number 10, Batista. A 2014 Royal Rumble win should have been bliss for Batista. The former fan favourite was returning home for one last run, or so he thought at the time, and everyone figured he'd be some huge babyface during the build towards WrestleMania 30. WWE, though, didn't account for one man's popularity. Daniel Bryan caught fire, not literally, and the hardcore fans viewed Big Dave's return as a threat. That did not sit well with Batista. He was visibly ticked off that people were rallying around Bryan's unlikely push instead of enjoying his comeback story. WWE, left with no other option, began turning the animal heel. How big was Batista's disappointment? Well, Bryan's underdog story had ruined his returning hero routine, and it was all too much for him. He just couldn't stomach the thought of playing second fiddle to someone WWE barely wanted to focus on in the first place. Number 9, The Rock. A young Rocky Maivia, having been scorched by hateful chants like "Die, Rocky, die," agreed to turn heel in 1997. He didn't really have a choice. Vince McMahon laid it all out and said the Federation planned to capitalize on the heat by trying him on as a bad guy. It worked, of course it did, and eventually led to a blockbuster babyface run. Other than a brief heel run in 2003, The Rock was a babyface forevermore. So it must have come as a huge shocker when Dwayne Johnson was greeted with boos at the 2015 Royal Rumble. People weren't booing him, to be fair. They were jeering McMahon's pet project Roman Reigns.
Damn you, Daniel Bryan!
But Rock's face said it all. The Philly masses weren't happy with WWE's decision, and he had been asked to endorse it. The Rock was guilty by association, and that definitely affected him. He clearly just didn't see the hatred coming. Number 8, Roman Reigns. You have to feel for Roman Reigns. Sure, he's bossing it now as the Teflon tribal chief, but things weren't always so grand for the ex-Shield brute. Between 2015 and 2018, Roman was roundly despised by approximately 90% of fans who attended WWE events. Boos rained down on him whenever he stepped out for a match or a segment. Critics pointed the finger of blame at McMahon's doorstep more than Reigns himself. The wrestler was being shoved down everyone's throats, and that just wouldn't do. Reigns was tasked with carrying the torch for Vince's bollocks babyface hero trope. That can work, but not when it's so forced. It was surely agony for Roman to go out there every night and know nothing he did was ever going to be good enough for a crowd that had long since judged him. He must be loving this current heel run. That is being hated for the right reasons. Number 7, Seth Rollins. Poor Seth Rollins went from workhorse hero to Roman Reigns 2.0 in 2019, and few could have claimed to see it coming. Duff feuds against Baron Corbin and Braun Strowman set the scene for a run opposite Bray Wyatt's Fiend that accidentally killed babyface Seth off. Fans rightly booed the crap out of a stoppage at Hell in a Bloody Cell, and then WWE had Rollins scamper to get them back on side by doubling down on a defiant, "I'm out here every single week putting the whole company on my back" war cry. It didn't work. And neither did describing Wyatt's alter ego as a new flavor of ice cream. The bloom was very much off Seth's babyface rose. He'd earned big cheers for standing up to Brock Lesnar earlier in the year, but it was clear to everyone watching WWE TV that they just couldn't follow up on that. Meanwhile, Rollins was also having a hard time adjusting and randomly turned into a knobhead on social media as well. Number 6, X-Pac. Sean Waltman doesn't like that his character's name is tied to go-away heat. In 2001, the term X-Pac heat was coined to explain negative reactions being volleyed at the former DX star. Everyone from magazine writers to online critics said that people just weren't digging Waltman's work anymore. And he doesn't think that's entirely fair. X-Pac hated the fact that people were happy to group every wrestling fan's reaction under the same umbrella. Last summer, he told friend of the channel Chris Van Vliet that boos in the arena were different to the scathing heat he was receiving online. Folks on the internet might have been sick of him, but that wasn't why he was being booed live. This is something Waltman has put a lot of thought into over the years. He's unhappy with the idea that everybody just thought he sucked and should disappear. X-Pac didn't mind being booed in the right context, but he couldn't stand that online criticism was just lumped in with that. And you know what? I agree with him. I love you, Sean Waltman.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
And number 5, John Cena. There's a reason why John Cena refused to turn heel during his peak run. Well, there are multiple reasons. WWE raked in truckloads of cash on merch sales. They launched a t-shirt in practically every color imaginable, and Cena himself would have enjoyed the spoils of that success too. Also, the idea of turning his back on young children became something that he loathed. John, who deserves all the praise in the world for his Make-A-Wish contributions, recognized the value of being a hero to youngsters. He wanted to give them someone to look up to, and that's why he wouldn't return to his bad boy rapper guise despite intense pressure from all corners of the wrestling world. Instead, Cena gritted his teeth and WWE explained away booing as him being the most polarizing figure in history. The truth is that he neither wanted to play heel, be hated, or turn his back on young fans who idolized his never give up mantra. Number 4, Bret Hart. Bret did turn heel in 1997, but it was never something he was 100% comfortable with. The Hitman certainly couldn't fathom the thought of being hated in his home nation. Canada meant too much to him, so he agreed to turn rogue in the United States and nowhere else. dance. That makes him one of the most unique people on this list. Unlike John Cena, Hart dipped a toe into the villain thing after years of being heroic. That was a brave move, and one which happened to fit nicely with the WWF's attitude, or what about the attitude era, change that was happening around the same time. Looking back, though, it's easy to spot some hesitancy written all over Bret's face. His stony expressions gave way to pained ones during his entrances, as fans told him to piss off back to Canada if he didn't like the US. And it's obvious that this wasn't the Bret Hart he wanted to be. Number 3, Becky Lynch. WWE wanted Becky Lynch to riff hard on the fans during her post-SummerSlam 2018 heel turn explanation on SmackDown, as Bex explained to Steve Austin on his Broken Skull sessions. That was just never going to work. It was stupid of creative to think they could force everyone's hand that way. Did you hear that, WWE creative? It was dumb. Still is dumb. Admittedly, this is a very specific incident, but Lynch ad-libbed her promo so that it wouldn't hammer the fans too much. She knew deep down that nobody would buy Charlotte Flair as the babyface of the piece anyway. It's Charlotte Flair. And Bex didn't fancy being hated when she'd worked so hard to be loved. No wonder. This is the same woman who'd been constantly overlooked. John Cena even questioned her purpose backstage and wondered what her last kicker nickname even meant. By 2018, there was no way Lynch was going to let WWE's writers squash her potential by turning her into a hollow villain. Number 2, Goldberg. Goldberg hated being, hated on two occasions. Big Bill is kind of similar to John Cena and Bret Hart in the respect that he loves being a hero. That's why when Vince Russo booked him to turn rogue back in the year 2000, the WCW wrecking ball looked anything but content. Aligning with Russo and Eric Bischoff's New Blood faction did nothing for Goldberg. Wait a second. A bad idea from Vince Russo? Surely not. He didn't want it, his fans didn't want it, and everybody other than WCW creative could see it was a mistake. Years later, Bill would experience disdain, though, of a different kind in WWE. People caught wind that Goldberg was leaving the company before WrestleMania 20 even happened. MSG's crowd, one that also knew Brock Lesnar was off-ski himself, booed both guys heavily. Lesnar probably didn't care as much as Bill did, as evidenced by, everything he did in the match, but Goldberg looked steaming mad that this was how things ended up. Both occasions were miles away from Goldberg's heroic vision for himself. Number 1, Ronda Rousey. Royal Rumble winner Ronda Rousey is still hung up on boos she heard all the way back at Survivor Series 2018. There, following a match versus Charlotte Flair, the ex-MMA fighter looked brokenhearted as fans in LA heckled her exit from the ring. Ronda just didn't see it coming. In interviews since, she's described WWE fans as fucking ungrateful and admitted that she still finds it hard to tolerate verbal abuse from crowds on shows. This sort of smacks of somebody who doesn't truly understand how the pro wrestling business works. Being honest, fans boo and people change their minds about performers suddenly. That's just how it is. But Rousey is clearly uncomfortable with that. She apparently figured she'd be heralded as a babyface for good and just hasn't been able to cope with the thought that some wrestling fans feel differently towards her. Clearly, she does give a damn about her reputation.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.